These are great people, Miriam. But the strongest there was, if you said something about a Jewish person or something about Israel that was bad, you were out of politics.
At a recent Fighting Anti-Semitism in America conference on Capitol Hill, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump directly addressed one of his biggest financiers, Miriam Adelson.
And for the last 10 weeks, we have been waging a righteous war in Gaza.
Billionaire Adelson is a known Republican mega donor. It was recently revealed that she dumped $95 million to boost Trump's presidential campaign, bringing her total contributions to Trump for the 2024 US elections to $100 million.
This is a president who keeps his promises. He promised to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital.
The Israeli-American physician is the wife of deceased casino magnate Sheldon Adelson, who died in 2021. Both were awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award in the U.S. by Trump in 2018, after they donated $133 million to Republican candidates during the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign and 2018's election cycle. Known for her staunch Zionist views, Adelson was born in 1945 in Mandatory Palestine. Her father was a prominent figure of the Zionist Mapam Party, which was responsible for the ethnic cleansing of 750,000 Palestinians between 1947 and 1949. She served in Israel's army and has dual Israeli and U.S. citizenship. Adelson proudly funds the expansion of illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. She also spent millions of dollars to illegally build a medical school at Ariel University in the occupied West Bank. In contributing millions to Trump's campaign, what is Adelson's endgame?